here with the elected captains of the Twin Cedars baseball team and seniors, Cade Duncan and Brett Sedlock. Guys, thanks for joining us here. You know, obviously, you've been a part of the Twin Cedars program for a long time here. What has being a part of the Twin Cedars baseball team meant to you guys?
To me, it's meant a great deal of teamwork. Teamwork's always been a part of what our team's about, working together, building a bond with each other, and coming out, playing as a team, winning a few games, and having fun while doing it.
Yeah, it's just about being together and having fun and just building around the program and playing hard.
What's one thing going forward into the next ventures of life? Because obviously after this, you know, this season is winding down now. What's one thing about Twin Cedars baseball that you're both going to miss?
For me, it's being with my teammates and coaches. I have a great time. I have a great team, great guys that's behind me. Whenever I'm on the mound, I trust them, which that's what it's all about, is building the bond with your teammates.
Yeah, I love being here every day with these guys. It just makes so much fun, whether it's practice or game day. I'm going to miss hanging out with my friends every day and our coaches. They're a lot of fun, too. I mean, just fun being here and playing baseball with these guys.
Yeah, so I'm sure these last couple weeks have been a little bit tougher for you guys. The wins just haven't been racking up. What do you guys do as the elected captains to try to rally these guys, especially as the season winds down here and you get ready for postseason play on Saturday? What is the thing that you're telling these guys to try to get there, get them going in the right direction as the season winds down here?
Stay focused. Keep positivity and energy within our dugout and out on the field as we're playing. Picking up one another. If an error occurs, pick them up. Tell them, go get the next one.
Yeah, I think it's this whole mindset, honestly. Some days are tough, like our last game last night playing Albia, coming off a big loss there. But we got to get it done today, and it's all about attitude.
Yeah, and we're talking to Brett and Cade prior to their matchup with Tri-County here on Tuesday night, which is senior night for you guys, which is why we've been talking about what this program means. But you guys know your postseason assignment. You've got Montezuma coming up, and obviously we don't want to look too far ahead with the game tonight, but what do you guys know about that game? And your goal, obviously, is to make the state tournament. But as far as that game goes, what do you guys think it will take to walk away victorious in the first round of districts?
Playing as a team. Montezuma is obviously a very good team. So we got to come in with our heads up, with the most positivity as we got, and play as a team, hit the ball, and limit errors.
Yeah, Montezuma is they're a great ball team, and we are too, honestly, though. If we play together and everybody's on the same night with hitting and pitching, fielding, limit errors, I think we can be right with them and take the win.
Yeah. And now moving a little bit away from the actual diamond, what are some of the things that you do during the day trying to get up for a game? What are some of those, maybe like a special ritual you've got before the game, or like, you know, like a pregame meal or something, something that you got to do before each game if you've got anything?
Well, we all get together before the game and jam out to music of all kinds. So that kind of gets us hyped up. We all dance around in the locker room and joke around with each other. And that, to me, that's one of the best parts.
Yeah, I just kind of try to relax most of the day before I have to go out and catch in the heat and maybe drink a Mountain Dew or two and just hang out with the boys.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks so much. Enjoy senior night, which is going to be yesterday for the people listening. They'll play Tri-County tonight, and then they will wrap up their season tomorrow with, I'm going to forget who it is now.
Baxter.
So they'll wrap up with Baxter. But, guys, thanks for joining us. That was Brett Sedlock and Cade Duncan of the Twin Cedars baseball team.